This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, April 15th. Starting the day off under cloudy skies, you can expect a high of 78 today with a low of 67. Temperatures will rise over the next few days, which led ERCOT, Texas's grid operator, to warn residents the higher temperatures will increase demand across the grid, creating a power emergency. The emergency is expected to begin Tuesday afternoon and last into Wednesday. ERCOT said it plans to delay and cancel planned generator outages across the state to help reinforce the grid during a time of high demand and strain. The warm, dry, and sunny weather that lasted throughout the weekend will likely end later today as storms will roll through. Thunderstorms are expected to develop across West Texas late Monday afternoon before moving eastward into North Texas late in the day and overnight into Tuesday morning. Some of the overnight storms in North Texas could grow in strength, making them severe, especially west of Interstate 35. The rain should clear up by Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures should warm into the mid-80s and even low 90s by Wednesday after the wet weather subsides, but the heat will be short-lived. A cold front arrives Thursday into Friday, bringing with it cooler weather and more chances for thunderstorms. In other news, one woman died and eight other people were injured after a person fired shots into a large crowd early Sunday morning in South Dallas. Officials said 21-year-old Carisha Bradford died at a hospital after the shooting. The other victims, who were not identified by police, are expected to survive their injuries. Officers first responded about 11:10 p.m. Saturday to a shooting call in the 4500 block of Collins Avenue and determined a large party ended nearby and the crowd moved into the street. Gunfire stopped when officers arrived and remained in the area to monitor the crowd, according to a Sunday morning news release. More gunfire erupted at the location shortly after 1:30 a.m., striking nine adults in the crowd. An update from officials Sunday afternoon said there were between 45 and 50 people in the crowd at that time. Next up, following a White House visit from Japan's chief executive, the U.S. and Japan have both seemed to reaffirm support of the Dallas to Houston high-speed rail project. The White House released a fact sheet Wednesday after President Joe Biden welcomed Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. The two leaders affirmed or reaffirmed several political understandings on a number of issues, ranging from defense and security to economic cooperation to diplomacy and development. But leading up to the meeting, Reuters reported that Biden is seeking to revive interest in the multi-billion dollar project. Three sources familiar with the summit preparations told the outlet that Texas Central's project would be on the agenda for talks. Following the meeting, the fact sheet noted the U.S. Department of Transportation and Japan's Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism welcomed Amtrak's leadership of the project. The proposal that aims to shuttle passengers from Dallas to Houston in about 90 minutes has been in development for a decade. The 220-mile drive between the proposed stations takes at least 3.5 hours. And Scotty Scheffler left no doubts about the Masters. He shot a 4-under 68 Sunday at Augusta National to claim his second green jacket in 3 years. Scheffler had help from a faltering cast of contenders yesterday. To make it look easier than it was, he won by 4 shots, allowing for the most enjoyable uphill climb in golf toward the 18th green. The 27-year-old Scheffler stretched his lead as the world's number one golfer to levels not seen since the prime of Tiger Woods. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. And don't forget to check out the Dallas Morning News Rewards Program for our virtual events. For more info on upcoming events, please visit rewards.dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.